Matthew 28. We're starting off the teaching, the greater glory. Matthew 28, the greater glory. The greater glory. Matthew 28, verses 18 to 20. No, this series or this teaching is a continuation of CRC. CRC into real joy, and we are here. Are you ready? CRC, rejoin, and we are here. So you will see a lot of collaborations from CRC. What I said during CRC, what I said during the teaching of the real joy. So if you are to listen to this message after today, and saying this, for those of you who will listen, for everyone who will listen, you don't jump. If you are started listening to this message, don't jump. Go back. Listen to CRC, Believer's Authority, the Heaven of God. Listen to it. Listen to real joy before you get it. Because if you are just jumping here, if you are not around for CRC, and you have not listened to CRC message, I don't know. Hallelujah. Because you'll be missing out on a whole lot. There's something about teaching. And there's something about spiritual growth. Spiritual growth. And I know that the Lord is giving you understanding because you prayed to be around. I mean, you prayed while you came for meeting today. You know, there's something about spiritual growth. Spiritual growth does not come with vacuums. I believe you can never see. You would have, or let me put it like this. Don't have resources and excellent spiritual growth, right? Learn not to have vacuums in your knowledge. So people can repeat CRC meeting, the sections to attend and sections not to attend. A whole lot of vacuums you've created. See, and there's a difference between listening to a message then and listening to it on audio. I told us that there are a lot of teachings, there are some teachings that will not put on audio. When I mean on audio, we'll not put it online. You will get it. Some of them you will get in years to come. So you understand it, you will remember. I have some messages that are not online. They are not online. But a whole lot was said in that message. So those are reasons why you should be around for meetings. You must learn to be around for meetings. Out of 168 hours in a week, they say 6 hours dedicated to God. So people, that is their problem. To dedicate 6 hours, Saturday and Sunday, to hear. You see, when you come around for meetings, the worship of God, what we do is, some people come to church and say, thank church, I say, oh Lord, I want to worship you. Your being around in the service itself is worship. We're going to teach on praise and worship, and you get to understand that. Your being around for meeting, as you are here now, is worship. It is service. Do you understand? I will give everybody an excuse why I should not be here today. I'm telling you. It's also, after meeting, go and see these, you know, those protocols. After believers' conversion, I dash out. The pastor was still sitting. You know, I have a meeting. I have to. In fact, if the people that followed me were a few minutes late, they won't meet me. Because my mind was prepared. But this is worship. This is worship. So the moment you begin to miss meeting, if you listen to our message on the leading of the Spirit, the recent one, you know, we have new birth of the Spirit. We have one leading of the Spirit, the inward witness. Where we discuss the inward witness. I said, revelation is information available in the Spirit made known to the mind, and it happens by the teaching of God's word. I hear you. So if you begin to have backings, that's what I'm going to say today, and I'm picking up from what I've said, and into this series. You don't need to miss them. Imagine you are ready for an exam and you have 10 chapters to read. You now read chapter 1, chapter 8, and chapter 10. And you ask the lecturer, class rep, please go and ask the lecturer what is the area of concentration. You used to do that. I don't think since my days in the university I've ever had that person. Even in my days in secondary school. Teachers God will give a lot of concentration. I really don't follow it. I didn't. That's what I do. That's how I read. If I show you my university textbooks, you'll be amazed.
I showed someone when I was in final year, a student. I was in final year, I was writing an exam.
I never knew the guy was watching from around because we're writing, you know the way our universities are. So the guy was seeing it through the window. When I came out, I was going to the room or he met me another day. And then he now asked me, he said, I saw you during the exam. I said, he said, what is the secret? I said, the secret of what? He said, I saw that people were copying. People were giraffing. But I saw that you just stayed on your own. I said, he said, I watched you from beginning to the end. What is this? Is it the leading of God? What is this? I'm teaching. So, where was I? So, he said he watched me. He was watching me. And he saw that people were copying. People were copying. And so that I was concentrating. You know, I used to say something. I said, if anybody today comes from anywhere, I'm going to do something. Where was I? So, the guy was not asking me, how come? How come? What happened? So, I said something. And I'm making bold to see again. I know boasting. I'm boasting. I like to boast too. I don't know Google, but I like to boast. Nobody can ever come and say, I copied him in any exam. If I don't know it, I'll submit empty paper. I've done this several times. I did it in Wayek. Wayek. Listen. So, you can go to how? And I'm not doing it for people to notice me. There was a day a lecturer carried me for. When I write, one thing with me is that, okay, it might be wrong, I don't know. But when I write, I don't have the cover book to be open. People, you can be turning around, but I will not turn around. I remember one exam I was writing. A teacher came and carried. He was going to school. Carried.
I have no idea what to check out.
Yeah, of course. It's not normal. So, carried my answer paper and took it to the front. That was the teacher carried it. You know, at that point, you can't talk. You're supposed to give it. Where to give it to people to copy? Will you just see me copy? Try it.
I don't think for you to make me like you. No,
it's just my policy. If you see me read in school, I read everything. The guy was done asking me. I guess the guy knows me too, and he knows that in first year they did something similar. They sent people to be following me about. I've always said it, follow me about to know when I read. After some of my results came out, this guy had some A's. I didn't say all A's. Some is. So they will follow me with G's. They will follow me till I'm telling them back by when I want to sleep. So they did that. Then why can you read? Why not history? So when this young guy was asking me my final year, you know what I did? It was my hostel because I quickly just took him to my room and I showed him a note. A textbook. I said, look at this textbook and tell me why I would. And tell me why I should copy. I opened the textbook from page 1 to page end. I had it underlined almost all. There will be no page that was not underlined. You know that somebody read this book. Because I read it. So will be there everything. In fact, there are some that I didn't read for. But after that section, after that semester, I will complete. There was a lot of school, new general mathematics, but I was using them. If
I'm entering SS2. I must finish SS2. Need to enter maximum before I enter SS2.
It's just personal. I don't have private lesson teacher.
Just read
off. I don't need to follow that. Now imagine I get to it. You just get to exam hall and you only did Era of Foundation, chapter 1, chapter 8, chapter 10. Last year, they set this. This year, last 2 years, they set this. They said binary last year. Last 2 years, they said you literally always alternate the question. Is that a certain binary or is certain this? You are a late student. You, I don't follow people. I don't read past question papers before exam. Class people that know me. Past question papers. I only go through past question papers in nights to exam. I just flick through it.
I'm joking here. When it comes to my. So the same procedure that I've started, this is what I have applied to my spiritual growth. I don't cherry pick meetings. I don't listen to chapter 1 and listen, and listen to chapter 8.
You start in your textbook chapter 1, not go to chapter 8. Oh, thank you, Jesus. I'm going to pass. You fail. You have carry over until your name will be carry over.
Okay. Hi, amen. So make sure you learn to follow instructions. And make sure you learn to be around for meetings.
Be around for meetings. Some people are just too overburdened by different affairs in life. Don't be such a person. Eh? You want to please everybody. Mrs. Pleaser. Madam Pleaser or that Pleaser. I don't want my friend to go. I don't want it to look as if.
What will be of your spiritual life? No, I will please the Lord.
Hallelujah. I will please the Lord. If it's good for him, what I'm doing is in line with scriptures, that's what I do. And what is in line with scriptures? I should be around for meetings.
I place my local church here. See, let me tell you something. You must have love for God's church. Have love for fellow believers. Have love for the gathering. I love the gathering so much that even if, see, I want to say this. Even when there are days I'm sick and I will be standing here to preach. Sometimes I'll feel like falling.
Okay.
Because of I've seen, I know that this what I'm doing is called worship. It's service to the Lord. Service to the Lord. Some pastors called me when I had an accident and said, sir, let's move CRC.
I said, for what?
He said, no, sir, because of the accident, you need to rest, you need to take care of yourself. I know you'll be having excruciating pains.
Did I have it?
Yes, I do.
Sometimes it can become so terrible.
But you know, I told them, I will not.
I just want your pastor. I said, I like the fact that, oh, you care. That is care. I can get angry. It's care. They love their pastor.
But you know, so they say, but then, CRC would.
So, some people came for CRC, not them, but some people came for CRC. Some people, up until the day of CRC, they were still thinking, can Pastor Smart preach with a torn hand?
I don't have a torn hand. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Because I received supernatural miracle.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God.
And we came here for CRC. I was teaching. Was I feeling pain? I was. I agalloed. The pain was more, but I agalloed more.
This doesn't even understand that. Are you hearing me? You must. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God.
Say, I love the family of God. I love the local church. Hallelujah. So Matthew 28, Jesus came and spoke to them, all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Say, go therefore, make disciples of every nation. Say, baptize them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Say, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I've commanded you. They are lower with you always, even to the end of the age.
Look at your Bible. I know you can put it like this.
Hallelujah.
Say, even to the end of the age.
So, from CRC,
we said, when he says, all authority has been given to me. So, what do we see? We looked at heaven and earth, right? Right? We say, has he given to me in heaven and on earth? And we said, we concluded WCMC that heaven and earth is what? Is the new creation. Right? Heaven and earth is a new creation. Heaven and earth is what God created. Was that what we said? That is what God created. And we said, how do we know that? Genesis 1:1. Jesus is writing from Genesis. We said Jesus never had any new innovations of words. Was that what we said? We said that. Jesus never invented any words. So when, and we said, just like the prophets, well, then the prophets will prophesy from where? Moses. Was that what we said? We said the prophets will prophesy from Moses. They will write from Moses. See, Jesus also will write from Moses. That whatever, that we say Jesus never had any talk outside the scriptures. Was that what we said? That everything Jesus said, he said from the scriptures. Everything Jesus said, he said it from the scriptures. Hallelujah. Everything he said was from the scriptures. And you know, so when he came and said, all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth, what Matthew makes you see is Matthew wants that you pray every day. Matthew 1 down to 27 to 28. Wanted to show that you will have seen how he used the word heaven and earth. And when you get back to Matthew 6, he said, our Father who is in heaven. Right? So heaven becomes God's dwelling place, God's space, where God is. Are you following that? Right? So when you now hear earth, we said earth has to do with God, activities of men. That's what we said on the CRC. Amen. So we concluded by saying heaven, we also said something that the heaven of God, or when you hear heaven, and your mind goes to the place where dead people are, then there's something wrong with your theology. Because nowhere did we see that people died and they were found in a place called heaven. Right? We saw it. That heaven is used for where it is in the earth. A place in the earth. Hallelujah. And I pray you don't go outside the earth. Heaven is a place somewhere in America. No, that was not what I said. That's why you have to go back and listen to CRC message. Hallelujah. You have to go back. So what we will do is that as we continue today, you go back and listen up to this week. Listen to CRC message. Listen to all of it. And know it well. Because we'll be drawing a lot of inference from what we taught in CRC. It is a flow. Do you understand me? That's what bets spiritual growth. It's a flow. Are you hearing me? So when he said heaven and earth, he wants you to know is what Moses said God created in Genesis 1:1. Moses said in the beginning God created the heaven and the earth. So if Moses said God created the heaven and earth and you're looking for sand, and looking for, then you are like an unbeliever. You are acting beside yourself. Because Moses makes you see that when he talks about heaven and earth, he's talking about what God will do. Hallelujah. Are you following me? And we said that will be what? The new creation. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And that will happen from where? From the incarnation to the resurrection. The incarnation, the resurrection. Hallelujah. And we said the resurrection, by reason of that resurrection, we too are now what? Identified with Christ, who is the heaven and earth? God's heaven and earth, God in man. John chapter 1 verse 14, and the word became flesh and tabernacle with us. That tabernacle is Moses' tabernacle to point to God's heaven and earth in the same place. Are you following that? So by reason of the resurrection, we can now see God lives in us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Are you following me? Glory to God. Hallelujah. So God's heaven and earth. God's heaven is in man to be. Hallelujah. When Jesus said, all authority has been given to me in heaven and earth, he wants you to see the authority in the believer, in the man in Christ. Hallelujah.
And we said that authority is for what?
The authority is in view of making disciples. Was that what we said?
Yes. Make disciples. Now that word make disciples,
it means to raise disciples, to school men. And verse 7 tells us how that will be done. It is by what? Teaching them.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Teaching them. Teaching is the word didasco. We started looking at that word WCRC, right? Right? Did we look at it? Right?
And then we say it has family of didache and what didaskalia, right? Okay. So listen to it.
So that's the word didasco. Didasco means the act of instructing. The act of instructing. It is an active word. That is, it's a verb. This is the very act of giving an instruction. That act of giving an instruction is called didasco.
I follow you.
It's called didasco. It's active. Hallelujah. So Jesus tells us that disciples are raised via teaching.
You raise disciples via teaching of the word.
Hope you're following me.
It's via the teaching of the word. How are you raising disciples? You don't raise disciples by choreography, by catch them young rap talent show. No. You raise disciples via teaching. Hallelujah. I will say, in teaching, we teach the reality.
The reality of Christ's resurrection. That was what we said. Right? We teach the reality of Christ's resurrection.
That's why in that verse they say, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you.
Right? That is the word. What I have commanded you. So Jesus was specific on what disciples should be taught. What I have commanded you. The same thing I've done to you, do it also. What did he do to them?
Luke 24:25. On the road to Emmaus. He met Cleopas and he said to the old fools and
the other person, said, old fool and slow about to believe in all the prophets
that spoken. He said, ought not the Christ to suffer this sin and to enter into his glory. He said, beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded unto them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself.
Right? Right? Ought not Christ to have suffered these things and to enter into his glory. His suffering and his entering into glory. And we say when that word entering into glory is used, the Greek word means where he has never been there before.
But that what we said? That was what we said.
Hallelujah. He has never been there before.
Eskomai, that's what we call it in the Greek.
So where he has not been before. And that will be in the believer. That is the resurrection. Verse 44.
Say, these are the words which I spoke to you while I was still with you. Meaning, you have to look at something important.
It means everything Jesus spoke to them about pre-resurrection will be the same thing he's saying to them at the resurrection.
He said, these are the words which I spoke to you while I was still with you. He said, all things will be fulfilled through the which in the love move. In the prophet and in the Psalms concerning me. Why did he say that? He's saying that so that you will know that everything, his parables, everything he taught them, everything he said was concerning himself.
Hallelujah.
What is it about? Concerning the resurrection. We'll get to explore this during GPR very well.
Hallelujah. Concerning his resurrection. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So in Matthew 28, he said, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. Did you see that? That means that will be what he has been telling the right from the incarnation. Meaning when his ministry started, all what he taught them, all what he commanded them until that present point when he was giving this command. Are you following that? Until that same present point, he said, that is what you should teach. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we said it will be concerning the resurrection. Hallelujah. And what will I be? He said that he will be with you to the end of the age. So it was specific. It was specific. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I have something in my note. I said, for Jesus to be the Christ, I need to get this. For him to be called the Christ, then what he would teach them pre-resurrection and post-resurrection will be what he has accomplished
in the resurrection. So meaning what he taught them pre-resurrection and post-resurrection will be the same thing, what he accomplished. And that will be what? And that will be, he will be with them to the ends of the age. Are you following that? What would that be? I will be with you to the ends of the age. Is that the resurrection? That is the resurrection. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Remember we said in understanding the gospel. Oh, we're going to look at understanding the gospel next day. Hallelujah. Understanding the gospel. Series 3. Hallelujah. Look at the message. So for understanding, if you look at our series of understanding the gospel, we said something that you must not lose sight of. And what we said is this. When he uses the word, I will be with you till the end of the age, it will be, I will be in you. Right? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, sorry. I will be within you. Then, I also said something now, understand the gospel. I said the resurrection of Christ is beyond an event. So, resurrection of Christ is not, he rose, and then we now have April or March. Very interesting. To celebrate Easter. That's funny. See, why are you celebrating? Jesus resurrected. So we celebrate. So everybody now talks about the power of his resurrection on that day alone. No. 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 Hallelujah. Glory to God. Easter. Okay, let me not go into Easter. I come back home. Amen. As you know, Easter is the celebration in Acts 12. That was actually Pentecost. I will continue. Amen. Go and look for old message. Easter. The Easter. We have one old message. Easter. Go and look for it. So we want to know, let me start. What is that? The origin of Easter. So I get that message. If you need it, let me know. I have it.
Hallelujah. But everything there, I don't have to give it to you. You know why? I have some things that you hear in between. And you will be laughing.
I don't want you to laugh at your pastor.
So it's just for me to listen to you.
Hallelujah. So we are done. Okay, let's continue. I came out raging in that message. This is old message. Easter. Okay. How are you going to get Easter? Okay, resurrection. So the resurrection is not a day event. No. No. Not an event. No. No. We said the resurrection included that event of Christ rising from the dead, right? We recognize that he rose. But you know, that event is there. But that event now sparked off other events. So the resurrection of Christ no longer becomes to us a one-time event that happened one time. No, it's an event. That event now produces other events. Hallelujah. Are you following me? Glory to God. Paul will use it as in 1 Corinthians chapter 15. He said, if Christ has not, he uses the word, if Christ has not arisen from the dead. Now when you use that word, if God has not risen from the dead, use that word in the present tense continuous. It means if God has not, meaning use it like he keeps arising. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
That resurrection is the indwelling. Are you following?
Yes, sir.
So the resurrection of Christ is not an event for us. No. Though it included an event, but it's the everyday reality of the believer.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Praise
Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Amen. How did I get here? We'll continue. Hallelujah. Amen. So for him to be the Christ, what he taught them pre-resurrection and post-resurrection will be what he has accomplished, which is what he will be with them to the end of the age. That will be the resurrection. The resurrection is, I will be with you in you to the end of the age. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So, since the disciples will be raised via teaching, it means Christianity. Christianity is a faith that is based on knowledge. He didn't just say, go and win souls. No, he said, go raise disciples. And by teaching them. What is that word teaching them? When you start teaching them, when you see the word disciples and didaskal, something must be seen in the background. That is the local church. Are you following me?
Glory to God.
So that means the Christianity is a knowledge-based faith. Knowledge-based. In 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 4, it says, God's desire is for us to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. Hallelujah. To come to the knowledge of the truth, knowledge of the Son of God. In Ephesians 4:13, that's what he used. Paul uses it as the knowledge of the Son of God. Ephesians 4:13. He said to then for the perfection of the saints, that is verse 12, for the work of unity, for the defense of God in Christ, we all come to the unity of sin. I mean for the unity of the faith. It says to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God. Amen. And to the knowledge of the Son of God. Knowledge. So come to knowledge. In Philemon 6, Paul will pray for Philemon. He wants to communicate to Philemon that he needs to extend love to someone. And he tells him that the communication of your faith. As I'm quoting the scripture, I thought by now you should be in Philemon in your Bible. Hallelujah. Philemon 6. He says that the communication of your faith. Let's always do that. Let's always open your Bible as a pastor. Is that the communication of your faith should become effectual. I do that even when I listen to messages. When I listen to messages, audio messages. And nobody's with me. I need to listen to my Bible and my book. I do that every day. I can show you, I can give you messages that I listened to. And I was not there. Some of them I was there. And I listened to them again. And I jumped down. Remember I told you it's worship, have you? Did I say it's worship? It's worship. Hallelujah. Glory to God. See that the communication of your faith should become effective by the acknowledgement. Now when you use the word effective, it's a word that means to be operational, to be effectual. Hallelujah. He said, how? He said, by the acknowledgement. Now, that word acknowledgement, the way the King James makes you see it, if you look at it from our day and age, we hear the word acknowledgement, it means when I just to do it like, you know, it's, I do acknowledgement, acknowledgement, right? Just know the acknowledgement. That is you reading it in your day. But when you say acknowledgement, that's why I said we'll go back to the Greek, that you will understand the weight of the word. Now, I said, using the word acknowledgement is the word that implies epignosis in the Greek. It means a full and precise information concerning a specific matter. It's not a nodding of head. It implies a full and accurate information concerning a specific matter. So, what Paul is saying is that you can only walk to the degree of what you have come to understand concerning Christ. That's what he's saying, is that the communication of your faith should become effectual, should become operational. He said, by the acknowledging. Do you understand me? So your faith, your Christian walk, right? We saw that, was this during CLC? Yeah. That, I don't know, before CLC, into CLC. We saw that, when you use the word communication, koinonia, is used for what our believers walk, right? Right? Hallelujah. That the communication of your faith. So the faith there has to do with that Christian walk. Hallelujah. Our practice of what we believe. Hallelujah. The practice of what we believe. Of come to believe in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. See, now, Paul is saying you can only function to the degree. You can only function, or your Christian work is to the degree of what you've come to understand in Christ Jesus. So now imagine you are that fellow that used to miss meetings. You are like a Nigerian Nepa. We see you this week. There's a series going on. Now, we see you, and because Greater Glory, we're going to have a teaching meeting next week by 12 noon here. So we're going to teach like three sections. We're going to have three sections. Now, I want you to listen to something. Now imagine Junan came for Sunday meeting and you didn't show up on Saturday. You now come next Sunday and we now continue. What would have happened? Your knowledge concerning this would just be like, if I never knew better. There's this incident to fly in Nigeria. Kim. Huh? I don't want to know the name. You know? These are your life. These are your knowledge degrees. Vacuum to everywhere. Vacuum to everywhere. Then sometimes you wonder, what is this guy used to listen to this person? How come? I was sharing with us about someone that I thought has, in those days, the Rema, until the day I saw the person, a leader somewhere in the church that I know that speaks in tongues. Oh. Very well, speaks in tongues. Is it very well? Is giving you? You know, the scripture says, this is one day I went to, they then forced me to one meeting. So I was still trying to. No, this was years back, around 2008 or thereabout. So I was still angry because I was still with my parents there. Still angry. Why did I even come here? So why they were saying, turn to the doors, face them away, shout fire. So I went to one of our pastors. And yes, I know the man does so too. So all of a sudden, let me tell you what happened. So all of a sudden, as I just thought, what did they say should turn? Me. I guess I missed it. I missed the turning. So I just thought like this. The sister was facing me. They were like, fire! You were. I just told the pastor, one of my father, let's go. This is the end. I've completed my mission. The thing gripped me. I'm still till today. How did it happen? If you watch such a person, though maybe a leader of them, that person was not consistent with his pastor's teaching. If you are consistent with your pastor's teaching, you will stay with what your pastor's teaching. To stay. To not be looking for new things. Every enemy, turn to the left. Oh, let them begin to die by fire. Fire. Hey, that scene is. Amen. So that's why it must be around for meetings. Imagine, Philemon. Imagine Philemon was inconsistent in Paul's meeting. Paul would have written this. I hope you know that. Hallelujah. So very important. So every good thing that is in you, that I told you of every good thing which is in you in Christ Jesus, will be concerning the resurrection. I want you to get that. I have that here. Hallelujah. The way it says, when he told him, and the communication of your faith may become effectual by the acknowledgement of every good thing which is in Christ Jesus. We're not telling you to start looking for money or that. No. Say, acknowledge every good thing that is in you in Christ Jesus. It will be concerning the resurrection. Hallelujah. And that will be the same thing with what Jesus spoke about in Matthew 28. Teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I will be with you. Amen. And lo, I'm with you to the end of the age. I am with you. I am in you. Every good thing in you in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So you can't be effective about your knowledge. I mean, you can't be effective above your knowledge of Christ. You can't. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. And that's the reason for discipleship. Because you only walk. Your Christian walk is just to the degree of what you know about God. Hallelujah. That is the reason for discipleship. That is the reason for the local church. Discipleship. You know, when you talk about discipleship, you must always talk about the local church. Amen. Amen. Because at the background of discipleship is the local church. Hallelujah. So that is the reason for discipleship. That is the reason for the local church. That is the reason God set in the body ministers. That's why He gave the leadership. 1 Corinthians 12:27. And God has set this in the body. Are you following that? God has set this in the body. God has done what? Set this in the body. Glory to God. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. So God has said it in the body so that we'll be taught, right? So Paul will now say to Timothy in 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1 to 2. Look at what he will tell Timothy concerning leadership, concerning the bishop. What did he say? 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1 to 2. Let's read together. 1 to go. Verse 2. Do you see that word? Apt to teach. Hallelujah. So the quality of a bishop, one who leads in the local church, is that he must be apt to teach. That word apt to teach is another family of didn't school. Okay, let's go that last two. Don't see us. Right? And last week. But is another family of didaskalia. You know, we said in the family of didaskalia, we have didaskalia, we have didache, right? And there's another one in that family. It's called didaticos. Didaticos. Hallelujah. That word didaticos, apt to teach, it implies skillfulness in presenting Bible truth. Skillfulness. Skillfulness. A word you find Paul used also in 2 Timothy. Look at 2 Timothy chapter 2 quickly. 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 24. He says, and the servant of the Lord must not quarrel, but be gentle to all, able to teach, apt to teach, able, skillful in teaching. Hallelujah. Patience. Hallelujah. Patience. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Look at 2 Timothy chapter 3. Apt to teach. Hallelujah. You know, Paul is writing to a pastor. 2 Timothy 3:15. Into 17. Into 4. Into chapter. 2 Timothy 3 from verse 15. Into chapter 4 verse 2. Look at what he says there. 2 Timothy 3:15. He says, and from childhood, you've known the Holy Scripture. So which are able to make you wise. For salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus, right? It says all scripture is given by the inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for good works. He says, I charge you therefore. He tells him about the scriptures. And I say, I charge you therefore, before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who will judge the living and the dead, at his appearing and his kingdom. He said, preach the word. Be ready in season and out of season. He said, convince, rebuke, exhort with all long suffering and teaching. How did you look at that? So Paul shows us. He's writing to a pastor. You have to see, in teaching, he's trying to tell him. Or not trying to tell him, he's telling him that in teaching, in the teaching of the scripture, but when he says, all scripture is given by the inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine. That's the word didaskalia. For explanation. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For explanation. I can't say for explanation. I say for
correction. I mean, for reproof.
Reproof.
For correction. See, for instruction in righteousness. Now, when he uses the word,
listen, I want you to follow this now. That means in the teaching of the word,
we will find correction. I want to, there's somewhere I'm going to this evening. What I mean going to, there's someone teaching you. So, it means in the teaching of the word, we'll find correction. We'll find reproof. We'll find instruction. And he said, it is inspired by God.
Are you following that? So,
instruction, correction, reproof is inspired by God.
Is God inspired? Is Spirit inspired? I hear you. Glory to God. But isn't the word reproof? Is the word that implies conviction, reproof. Elechos in the Greek.
Elechos. 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 It's from a root word.
Elecho.
You're not writing. Why? When am I right? Hallelujah.
Elecho.
That word elecho. Remember I was saying it's from the root word elecho. That word elecho, which is the root word, implies to teleport. To teleport. To rebuke. To reprove. To show one's fault. To show one's fault. You find it in Matthew
chapter 18, verse 13. Quickly. Matthew 18, 13. Matthew 18, 13. And if he should find it, assuredly, this is a parable. I said to you, he rejoices. That is, he's giving a parable of a man that has 100 sheep and one goes miss. He said, if he should find that one, assuredly, said, I said to you, he rejoices more over that sheep and over the 99 that did not go astray. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I guess I'm missing it somewhere. Not supposed to be Matthew then. Okay, just pause. I'm going to deal with that now. Glory to God. Just give me a few minutes. I'll get back to that. You'll find it also in Luke 3:19. Let's open to Luke 3:19. Oh, he was a father. I'll get back to that for us. Luke 3:19. Are you there? He says, but Herod the Tetrarch, being rebuked by him concerning Herodians, his brother Philip's wife, and all the evil which Herod had done, also added this above all, that he shut John up in prison. Now, this is that word reprove. I mean, to rebuke. Do you see that? To rebuke. That is the word, to rebuke openly. Hallelujah. You find it in John 3:20. That word. Electron. John 3:20. John 3 verse 20, are you there? He said, everyone practicing evil hates the light and does not come to the light, lest he should be exposed. Exposed. Hallelujah. You find it also in John 3, John 8, 7 to 8, and John 8, 46. In John 16, verse 8. John 16, 8. I want to look at John 16, 8. He said, and when he has come, he's referring to the Spirit of truth. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. The Holy Ghost. Now he said, when he has come, he will convict the world of sin. He will convict the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. See, when he will come, he will convict the world of sin. That is the word to convict. Hallelujah. Convict.
If you listen to a message, and I'm still going to say it again, or the place of the Holy Ghost in Bible interpretation. You get to listen to that. Hallelujah. The place of the Holy Ghost in Bible interpretation.
You discover that. We said, when he said to convict the world of sin. Eh? Now, how would this be done?
It will be done by the preaching of the gospel. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. It will be done by the preaching of the gospel. Why? Because the preaching of the gospel exposes sin. What is sin?
Sin is unbelief. The Greek will call it hamartia, to miss the mark. What is God's mark? God's mark is salvation in Christ Jesus.
God's standard is Christ.
I hear me.
So the preaching of the gospel exposes sin. Exposes unbelief. You find that word also in 1 Corinthians 14:24.
He's convicted by all.
In a believer's meeting. You find it in Ephesians 5:11.
Look at 1 Timothy 5:20.
1 Timothy 5:20. Paul uses, the translators uses another word, or the translators of the New King James. They use the word rebuke in 1 Timothy 5:20. Look at what it says. It says, are you there? So he says, let's start from verse 6. He says, do not receive an accusation against an elder, except from two or three witnesses. Those who are sinning, rebuke. Those who are sinning, rebuke in the presence of all, that the rest also may fear. He says, rebuke. He uses the word rebuke. You find it also in where we just read, 2 Timothy 4:2. You find it also used as rebuke also in Titus 1 verse 4. Titus 1, 4, Titus, what I'm calling it so that you could read it. Hallelujah. It's for your reference. Titus 1, 4. Titus 1, 13. Titus 1, 4. Titus 1, 13. Hallelujah. Rebuke. Titus 2, 15. It's called rebuke to correct. You find it also in Hebrews.
Okay, before we get to Hebrews. Now, when it's used like this, you know, we say it's rebuke. It's used differently. There's another slant to the word. Elentu. It's a slant to it. And you find that in Mark chapter 16, verse 14. The Bible says Jesus rebuked them for their unbelief. Mark chapter 16, verse 14. We'll look at it as we progress. Hallelujah. We'll discuss that as we progress. Maybe next week. And then we also have to look at it again during GPLR. Glory to God. There's a slant to it. So he will use, it is used differently. That slant was used,
that word rebuke is used differently. When you look at it from Mark 16's experience.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just a little slant. And you just something to look at. Hallelujah. So you find it also in Hebrews 12:3, James 2:9,
Judas. Yeah, I see Judas. And somebody has written. Jude 1:15, Revelation 3:19. I take that again. Hebrews 12:3, James 2:9, Jude 1:15, Revelation 3:19.
Okay. So that word reprove is carried out with words. See, he who does it say rebuke.
You see, how will you rebuke? With words. Did you see that? How? With words.
The act of instructing. Jesus says, teaching them the act of instructing. Also carry rebuke. Are you hearing me? With words. Hallelujah. And we said it is what? Spirit inspired.
All scriptures given by the inspiration of God. It is spirit inspired. So, if they rebuke spirit inspired,
it's spirit inspired.
He's spirit inspired. Hallelujah. He used another word. Okay, said for reproof, right? Said for correction. Epatonosis.
Correction is the word that means to restore back.
Or to restore to an upright position. An upright or a right position.
To restore to an upright, not to restore back. I've said that before. Restore back, please. I change it.
To restore to a right position.
Yes, to a right position.
Or to the right state. So an upright state. It's on the verb anoto.
That word epatonosis is on the verb anoto. This word.
Anoto is on the verb anoto. That word anoto means to set things right, to set things upright. Anoto. Hallelujah. You find that reference in Luke 13:13, Hebrews 12:12.
Wonderful.
Acts 15:16.
To set things right. To set things right.
Hallelujah. We begin to close. He then says,
for instruction in righteousness. Oh, glory. Amen.
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 Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Have a lot of covenant.
Okay,
I'm just setting the foundation for you. Because as we get to look at the greater glory, there will be a lot of corrections.
I hear you.
A lot of, you will see a lot of corrections.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Okay, he said for
instructions in righteousness.
Instructions in righteousness. Remember, look at how it progresses, or it comes from. It says, it's inspired by the Holy Ghost. It says for doctrine, right? Doctrine. It says for reproof. That is the word. Doctrine will bring about reproof. He says for correction. Reproof will find correction in it. Hallelujah. And that says for instruction in righteousness. Paideia. I don't know. I listen to some of our messages. I know that I always call that. I like to call the sentence.
Well,
because you should not just use that word instruction in righteousness. You can't separate it. Hallelujah. It goes together. Paideia and diapersone.
Genesis
goes together. Instruction in righteousness. That's the word idea. Is used for a father and son, or a father and child relationship.
I want to say father and son. I remember I have a daughter.
Say father and child. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. How a father trains up his child. Ephesians 6:4. Hebrews 5:12. And it is via words.
Someone wants to justify. You know, African parent will justify our flock, our children.
And we always go to the Bible. Spare the rod as for a child. Spare the rod as for a child. If not, we children are in the prison that they used him to finish their work. And they became more happy.
They flogged them.
So, hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 2 Timothy 5:17.
Are you there? People are scanting their Bible for 2 Timothy verse 17.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. It is 17.
2 Timothy 3:17.
Say that the man of God may be equipped, thoroughly furnished.
Hallelujah.
For every good work. That the man of God may be equipped.
Hallelujah. Okay.
The man of God may be equipped. He uses, look at what he uses. Remember, he's writing to a pastor. Right? He said to a pastor, Timothy. So he said, Hassan is leader. No. And the pastor, Timothy, who is also his disciple.
Amen. Amen. So he now said,
instruction in righteousness. Right? He tells him that as he teaches the word, right? It brings about what? Instruction in righteousness. And I said, that the man of God, who is the man of God? Timothy. Right?
Uh-huh.
Or you can put it, an old man of God. Hallelujah. That the man of God may be equipped. Listen. Thoroughly furnished for every good work or for all good works.
Get back to something.
For every good works, right? Hallelujah. So this shows that the teaching of the word is for spiritual growth. Listen, it's for spiritual growth. Now, he said that the man of God, quickly, remember I just said Timothy, right? And that is from his slant. We look at it from another slant. If you go back to 1 Timothy, he calls Timothy man of God, old man of God, right? So who is the man of God there? The recipient of his letter. Right? Are you following that? So, that the man of God. Now we can say the man of God here also is the recipient of the teaching of the word too, right?
Yes.
Okay. Just manage that for me to be. Amen.
Glory to God. Because I know what I want to say next.
Glory to God. So this shows that the teaching of the word is for spiritual growth. And spiritual growth will be seen in where? That the man of God may be equipped, thoroughly furnished for good work. Now I want you to read it together. That the man of God may be equipped, thoroughly furnished for good work. Chapter 4, verse 2. Look at what we're going to do. We're going to read from chapter 17 and jump to chapter 4, verse 2. And see something. He said that the man of God may be equipped, thoroughly, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for good work. Preach the word. Did you see that? Preach the word in season and out of season. So that means, listen, that means spiritual growth will be seen in our communication of scriptures. How we communicate Bible truth. How we communicate Bible truth. Do we see? No gray areas.
Hallelujah. Just begin to look at greater glory. There will be no gray areas. Hallelujah.
Oh, every question in your heart, in your mind will be resolved.
I trust God. I trust God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because I know we'll teach greater glory and we'll keep teaching greater glory. Amen.
Glory to God.
Amen.
Oh, glory to God.
Amen.
Amen. So this end we can say a believer does only function to the degree of his knowledge about God, right? Right? And we can know what his knowledge about God is. In his communication of scriptures.
Right? Two things you need to see quickly. First, remember, by the next day we'll bring all this together. What I've been talking about spiritual, we'll bring all together and have a teaching on spiritual good. Now, two things you must see. That a man of God may be equipped, thoroughly furnished for good works. For good works. Look at that very well. You go down again to Ephesians 3:16.
That's it, 4:16. Sorry, thank you. Amen. Ephesians 4:16. Look at what it says. It says, I'm from. Okay. If I just jump to 16, you might not really get it. Verses 14. That we should no longer be children, tossed to and fro, and carried about by every wind of doctrine. He said, by the trickery of men in cunning craftiness of deceitful plotting. This has to do with spiritual growth. Hallelujah. No longer tossed to and fro. You are hearing this, hearing that. You are now astute. Hallelujah. He said, but speaking the truth, spiritual growth will be seen, just as we said, speaking the truth. Hallelujah. In love, may grow up in all things into Him. Who is the head, Christ, from whom the whole body, joined and knit together, but with every joint supplies. Every joint supplies, according to the workings, effective workings, by which every part does its share, causes growth in the body. See, for the edifying of itself in love. So that means spiritual growth will be found in my communication, and also in me giving my own share. I hear me. My own share. In the local assembly also. Hallelujah. There are works to be done. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It will be seen. But first of all, it will be seen in my word. Communication. Speaking the truth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Are you following me? Are you following me? God, what you said over time will form your conduct. Glory to God. Glory to God. Okay. So, to this end, so we can know spiritual growth, and it will be seen in the person's communication, right? Right? Okay. So, therefore, I can know spiritual growth. I can know. I was telling somebody years back, I said, hardly will I get to a conversation with somebody and I will not know if the person is growing. But if we get, the way I do follow up, the way I was taught to do follow up is, I could get if you are getting what I've been teaching you. Just conversation. And we'll just have a conversation. Hallelujah. And as we talk, I will know. Because it will be seen in your communication. It will. It will. Hallelujah. Over time. Hallelujah. You know, as we set out to discuss on the greater glory, a whole lot will be made open to us. Hallelujah. A whole lot. Because, you know, we'll receive correction. Correction. Correction from the scriptures. Glory to God. We'll receive correction. It's just like Moses, in Exodus chapter 33. I said we are rounding up. I'm very sure about that. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Just like Moses. Look at Exodus 33. Are you there? Are you there? Look at verses 9. After day, Moses was done building the tabernacle. Verse 9, and Moses came to pass, and Moses entered the tabernacle, that the pillar of cloud descended and stood at the door of the tabernacle. And the Lord talked to Moses, and the people saw the pillar of cloud standing at the tabernacle door. And the people rose and worshipped, each man in his own door. They just saw something, and everybody began to worship. They saw the signs. Are you hearing me? And we began to worship. To them, they saw glory. Hallelujah. They saw glory. glory. Heaven can't wash. But yet, Moses in verses, you get down to verses 21. Verses 19. And he said, 18. And he said, please show me your glory. He came to God and he said, show me your glory. But I thought it was some glory. He said, there's something else. Show me your glory. Hallelujah. In Haggai, he said, the glory of the latter house shall exceed that of the former. And when people use that, they'll say, glory of the latter house. And their mind is on, we have moved from using, what is it? Okay. The glory of the latter house. We have moved from using one speaker, and I'm blocking road. That is the glory. No. A whole lot of correction. Hallelujah. We saw that with the teaching of the word. Jesus corrected the disciples with words. He corrected them. They came rejoicing for miracle and he said, no. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You know, as we get into this teaching, much more, and teach much more as regards on the greater glory, our eyes will be open. Hallelujah. To recognize the glory of God. Hallelujah. And be a partner with what God is doing in the earth. Hallelujah. He says, and the glory of the Lord, hallelujah, shall fill the earth just as the waters cover the sea. Hallelujah. I trust God that as we get into the second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth part of this message, a whole lot will be answered in our hearts. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And just as we have spoken, or just as we've been taught during the CRC and during when we had the teaching on the real joy, our hearts will be stirred up. Hallelujah. Stirred up for the work of the Master in the land. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's be on our feet. Heart to be scared of.